This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. Remember that, Cal? Remember that?
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Raining is pouring, the old man is snoring. I used to do that as a kid. I'd say that every time it rained, and it's raining in California where it's usually sunny. I'm here with Todd Cuden, and we got Cal Hunter. It is the three little pigs.
Yes, that's right.
Today. It's the three little pigs, or the three musketeers, whichever yes. You would like.
Well, you said three little pigs. I was like, is there somebody huffing and puffing and blowing the house down?
Or the wind.
Yes.
Or we could be the unholy trinity.
Yes.
Ooh, I wouldn't go that far,
no.
Cal.
Let's
we'll back that one up.
Yeah, that's stepping over the edge.
There. I'm your host, Frederick Finney of Radio Law Talk. It is February 2nd, 2019, pre-Super Bowl controversy that is not a controversy that we're going to talk about with the Saints lawsuit against Goodell and the NFL to try to replay the last few minutes to maybe allow the Saints to score and now be in the Super Bowl. The judge opined on that. We will discuss that. If you want to call us, call 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Of course, the most important thing we're going to talk about today is case or no case. We have some fun things. The Fiji Water Girl is bringing lawsuits. Yes. The one who is now famous, who forever will probably have a job.
Yes.
Because of social media. We always talk about how social media legally causes issues, but it has sure helped her. But there is lawsuits going on. She believes that she was unfairly or was being unfairly paid, if anything, from Fiji, which Fiji Water says, no, we had an agreement.
Look at your contract.
Rare. Yes, and it is, quote, I like the, she actually is bringing a lawsuit including punitive damages, and this is so interesting to see, to talk about this lawsuit and what has been going on with this. That the thing that's important to me, Todd, is they built her life. I mean, she has a career now because of Fiji Water, but now she's suing.
The day before the Golden Globes, how many people knew who the Fiji Water Girl was?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Afterwards, she got in every shot. She did a great job for them.
She was great.
And not only did she make a name, but she helped Fiji Water climb Mount Fiji, as it were, of water companies.
But you know what, though?
Is there a Mount Fiji? I know there's a Mount Fuji.
I just made it
okay,
up.
Okay, all right.
Well, we're going to talk about an ex-stripper is also selling for a pharmaceutical company. Did lap dance on a anesthesiologist to get a little more sales going.
Let me show you how good this anesthetic is. You won't even feel this.
Yeah.
which made for an interesting scene in the operating room.
Yeah, actually, that would have been good, but it was at a bar that she took him to. She was smart enough to take him to another bar. So there's an issue with that coming up. Kanye West is now suing over some song publishing and recording contracts. We're going to discuss that.
He's a musical genius.
Yeah, of course we are talking about PG&E. Hey, the judge in the federal case that's down in San Francisco is ripping on PG&E again.
And I have some questions about that.
Well, let me tell you this, though. But then he backs up and makes an apology to the Public Utilities Commission. So we're going to talk about that.
Is he a judge or is he a prosecutor?
No,
I know he's
judge.
Overseeing a case, but he's prosecuting this case.
He practically is. You're right. And it's almost like the judge in the O.J. Simpson trial.
And when we get to that, we'll talk about the difference between being a judge on an ongoing case and what it means to oversee and be assigned in a violation of probation case where,
exactly,
where you're
right,
overseeing the probation conditions, mm-hmm, of
utilities. And that's what he's using as his little stepping stool to get there.
It's actually the only way he's even in the case. He has
nothing
to do with the merits of the new case.
Right.
It's just as old. We'll get there.
We're going to talk about that. There's some interesting things that he says, that he comes out and says. We're going to talk about we're back to the Fry Festival. The famous Fry Festival we talked about, probably.
The Fire Festival. Yes. The luxury Woodstock.
It's F-Y-R-E, by
yes,
the way. Fiery.
Where people slept in, like, military survival tents and stuff like that. Isn't that pretty crazy?
Peanut butter and jelly or something.
They had better accommodations than the folks at Woodstock had, but they thought.
But I think Woodstock didn't. The Woodstock people who listened to that music did not pay tens of thousands of dollars.
They were promised nothing.
They walked in for free.
Come in and camp, and then they broke down the fence and went in free.
Right. That's exactly right. And then we're going to talk about a little bit of issues about. There's a class action lawsuit. This is bizarre. And I don't know if we can get to this if we have enough time. Talking about. Basically, bail bonds premiums were too high, and these are set by basically insurance companies, slash they're called surety companies.
Yes.
Sureties. And they're claiming that they are set too high and their premiums were too high, and therefore there's a class action lawsuit. I just wrote down next to that, is this stupid or what?
Well, Mutual of Omaha is very big in the bail bond business.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Yeah. To me, it's like, you know what? Okay, inflated percentage in prices. However, they can discount, and it is permitted to discount. So how is – maybe I don't get it. Maybe
just,
I just don't get it.
Everything's negotiable.
Yeah, yes. It's negotiable. Okay, then leave Joey in the tank.
Yeah.
You know? You don't have to go buy it. It's up to you.
Nobody's forcing you.
Yeah, even though, by the way, in California, they're now – looks like they may be getting rid of that. And the did they – has it passed yet? I don't know. Where in the
It passed, but there has now since come up a voters initiative where they will decide whether there will be bond or not.
All right.
So there will be no bond free until that initiative comes to before the voters.
Let's just put it this way. The idea – you know what? Let's talk about this when it comes
Let's
up.
Let's do
when
that.
When it comes up.
Because
there are issues on either side of the coin. And they're fascinating issues, especially to somebody who's charged with a crime. Okay? But let's talk about that one.
Here's another interesting one we're going to talk to. I think we're going to get to this one. Opioid crisis. Okay, everyone knows about this opioid crisis. They're now suing one of the companies called Purdue Pharmaceutical. It's called Purdue.
Okay.
P-U-R-D-U-E. And it's one of the richest families in the world. It's like the Forbes put them, I think, the 16th richest family.
Mm-hmm.
They're going after the family personally, too, not just the company. But I ask myself, you know, this is America, and I'm not getting on my high America horse. There's corporations you sue. That's why you have protections of the corporations and LLCs and stuff. Why? And I know there are some instances you can open up, but apparently all the family's being sued also. For
yeah. How are they piercing the corporate veil on that one? That's a head scratcher.
It doesn't go into it, but
And ultimately, how does the family tell people you must addicts? Please take my opioids out on the street. Yeah. How do they do that?
Well, they're arguing that. Okay, and then not only that, are you suing the FDA? Because they approved it and they put it out there.
Exactly right.
Are you suing the doctors that are doing it? And they're saying the argument is that these OxyContin lawsuits are. And by the way, the states are bringing them. And that's why I just think it's interesting. And I'm not, again, we're not taking political sides. Are you suing the FDA? They oversee it. They allowed it. They allowed it to come in. And one of the arguments is that they, I'm not going to say bamboozled, but leaned, you know, got the doctors and hospitals to you know, put more of this out than they should have told them. And don't forget, there's all these. How long are the war? What are the exceptions and
disclaimers?
The disclaimers and stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of disclaimers,
and are they suing the DEA, who's supposed to be enforcing the anti-drug laws?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, disclaimers. Don't don't think what we're telling you is a gospel truth. We're just having fun here talking about general topics of law. Don't use our arguments here in a court of law. But it's Todd Kuhnert and I and Cal. Todd and Cal, I'm not quite sure how this is going to go, but we don't have Denise with us. We never had Rodriguez. We're not too worried about it. But we're going to have fun today. Stay tuned. When you come back, we're going to do a case or no case. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk, and many of you are listening on RadioLawTalk.com, others on your favorite radio station. Wherever you're listening, we thank you, and we will continue with the program momentarily. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you.
boys are weird.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All three of us are weird. KBLF is one of the stations we're on. KRAC, also KPAY in Chico.
Yeah.
I say hello to all of you. Here's Fred.
Wow, those are three good plugs.
Yep.
KBDT in Texas, and then we've got...
KYAH in Utah.
Oh, that's right, KYAH.
K-Y-A-H.
And then we've got Amargosa Valley. What is that one? I don't know what that the call. I can't remember all the calls. But thank you, all of you. Yeah. We're in Reno. We're in Sacramento, California. We're in Kay High and
in Auburn,
Northern California. Yeah. Oh, well, that goes Auburn all the way up almost to Lake Tahoe, I think. It goes up by Lake Tahoe.
KNNR in Nevada.
Right. Yes.
In Reno.
Reno.
Yes. 1400.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah, let's not. Okay, let's do case or no case, Cal, because I think that we might be able to catch up to Denise because she is beating us.
Well, now, before we do, when we have one of you missing, I'd like to give you an opportunity for double jeopardy, where you can risk the points that you have, or you can just go play it the same way. Fred, you have 5 points right now. Todd, you have 2. And Denise has 19.
Can I use double jeopardy points of Denise, and if I'm wrong, she loses the points?
I'm for, let's do it.
I mean, if I can gamble, it's like gambling with house money. I mean, if I could gamble with her points.
So double or nothing for you, Fred? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's like, have you guys ever watched Cash Cab?
Yes.
The cash cab. This is like the cash cab.
Yeah.
Shout out to the cash cab. But you know what? Yes. Would you like to double it after your winnings? I will double
Speaking
it.
Speaking of cash, we may have a case coming up dealing with another one of those car shows.
Ooh.
And would you like to, Todd, what would you like to do?
Well, heck, if I only got 2 points, why not?
All right. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
And now I take you to Florida for the case of the crumbling hand. A handshake disagreement, I guess we could say. Two Florida lawyers meet in a court because a handshake that one of the attorneys gave to the other left one of them in severe pain. George H. Valerio, age 76, says that his friend Peter Lindley, age 60, shook his hand so violently and so hard that it caused him ongoing, recurring pain. Yes, it was negligent handshake. Valerio claims that... all of this could have been avoided if his buddy, Mr. Lindley, had just apologized, but instead Mr. Lindley offered to pay for his pain and medical bills to the tune of $500, so Valerio was insulted, and he sought other legal counsel, you know, other than himself, because we all know that a lawyer who has himself for a client is a fool. So, is this a case or no case? Mr. Penny.
That is so stupid.
The case of the crushing handshake. Case or no case? I will tell you that we have no resolution either way here, so you win all of your points or lose all your points on the merits of the case itself.
The answer is, it is so stupid and so short, you would have not made this up. The made-up ones are long, arduous processes of listening to analysis.
Boring, right.
Weird names. This is so short and so sweet and to the point and stupid, it has to be a case. Absolutely, it's a case, and he wins.
All right, Mr. Kunin, your thoughts on whether this might be a case?
Let me just see if I understand this.
Okay. They're at a birthday party.
Okay, so they're at a birthday party.
In their birthday suits.
We have a 76. We have a 76-year-old and a 60. Yes, and they were only shaking hands.
Who are friends?
Who are friends? So, so the 60-year-old aggressively shakes the hand of the 76-year-old, causing him pain, and it's the 76-year-old who has brought the 60-year-old to court.
The 76-year-old claims he immediately screamed out and said, "What are you doing?" And then continued to converse and laugh and chortle with his buddy throughout the rest of the evening, but the next morning he was on the phone to medical professionals because his now 76-year-old hand was, well, just didn't look that good.
And the 60-year-old, and he was going to let it go, but when the 60-year-old offered to pay $500 for medical services, that's what tipped the 76-year-old over?
Right, and he refused to apologize, you know that. He said if he just apologized, it would have been fine.
because that'll make the pain go away. Okay, I'm going to agree with Fred. I think this is a case, and the points are based solely upon whether or not we say it's a case or not.
Correct.
Right?
We don't have any resolution at all, which should give you a clue.
But give a resolution. Just give a resolution.
A resolution. I'm going to say that it is a case, and plaintiff does not prevail.
What do the wives say about this, Cal?
Probably, why are you doing this to your friend, is all we know.
Oh, no, they're still best friends, and the guys are just fighting, and they're still...
That's what I think.
Betty, let's just keep crochet.
Yeah, I think it's just court, and they say, well, yeah, let's keep knitting, and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
I think I'm not going to give you an answer yet.
Oh.
Because I want to wait till after the break.
You crushed my nose, picking hand.
But I want to know...
And this is in Florida.
In Florida, correct.
Well, that sounds... up to par due to the fact that there's a lot of
all the crazy stuff happens
in
Florida.
Well, those retirees are there.
Well, that's true. That's true. Could be Florida or Arizona.
And they're both practicing still. One's 60, so that's not a surprise. But have you ever, before we go forward, have you ever thought about suing a fellow member of the legal cloth, so to speak, Mr. Kunin?
Have I ever thought about suing a fellow member of the legal cloth?
You know, a lawyer.
No. I've had plenty of clients that have been upset with previous representation or whatever, and they've sought, you know, what can we do about that? But, no, I haven't really ever thought about...
Have any lawyers ever sued you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know of.
Mr. Penny.
No comment. Remember, I think we've handled over 10,000 cases.
Right.
Maybe 12,000. I'm not quite sure.
A lot.
But there is legal malpractice cases out there. There are lawyers that do legal malpractice. There is legal malpractice insurance. Lawyers will get sued statistically. So everyone thinks, oh, lawyers, all they do is sue. Well, lawyers get sued too. But all I've got to say is we do very well, our law firm. And
but have you guys, have you ever sued another law firm?
No, I don't. Wait a minute. I think we may have. I think we may have. I think there was one that we've done. But
so it's rare.
It's very rare. Yes, very rare. But the answer is, it's like I always tell people, well, can I sue for that? I said, you could sue because you don't like the Oreo cookie that you ate. I said, or that it's the white stuffing wasn't full enough. That's what you can sue for. So we'll be right back and get the final case or no case verdict. And I'm going to double my points.
So you can sue for anything. We'll talk about that and more coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTY and Company.com. Letty and Company.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4444.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Fox News reports the communications director for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was forced out of his role after the November midterm elections over inappropriate encounters with staffers. Matt House had served as Schumer's communications director for nearly 6 years. Calls for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to resign poured in last night after the Democrat apologized for appearing in a racist and offensive photo from his medical school 1984 yearbook page. Northam issued a video statement admitting to being one of the people in a photo showing a man in blackface and another in a KKK robe.
That photo and the racist and offensive attitudes it represents does not reflect that person I am today or the way that I have conducted myself as a soldier, a doctor, and a public servant.
Northam was already under fire from both Republicans and Democrats for comments he made earlier in the week about third trimester abortions, with critics accusing him of defending infanticide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
And now back to the show. Here are Todd and Fred and the answer to our case or no case scenario.
855-LAW-RADIO if you want, or hashtag case or no case, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Denise texted in and said no case. I just feel good about the simplicity of this.
I do too.
Case. It's so simple. And just very briefly go over it, Cal. It's so short. Just go over it quickly.
Two lawyers at a birthday party. They're friends. An old lawyer, 76, gets his hand aggressively shaken by a younger lawyer, age 60. The 60-year-old allegedly hurt the elder lawyer's hand to Mr. Valerio. Valerio said that the offending handshake was unexpected, unprovoked, uninvited, unauthorized, uncalled for, and most certainly negligent. He was channeling that lawyer on Kramer.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
a case.
Who was a parody of Johnny Cochran.
Exactly.
I'll take it.
Yes.
Give you some free coffee.
Free coffee for you. I'll take it. What? Oh, no.
So, They've argued back and forth for quite some time. And those of you who say that it was, in fact, a case, all I can say is...
High five. We are high-fiving.
When Denise texted in, no case, did she wager any points for that?
Never.
Darn it.
You know my rules.
A couple.
You must be present to win. Or lose.
Oh, well, you know, you don't have to be present to lose.
My opinion was right, though, huh, Todd? It was
you got
so
that
simple.
Right. Yes.
So...
They've argued back and forth. Okay. The original lawsuit for was $100,000, or, in quotes, whatever I can get to alleviate my pain and suffering. They have since come back to a number that more seems like about $15,000, but the case is, as of yet, formally unresolved. And that, ladies and gentlemen...
Yes.
You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember back when Jim Harbaugh was coaching the San Francisco 49ers and they were playing
the Detroit Lions.
And afterwards he comes over to Jim Schwartz, the coach of the Lions, and he gives him a very enthusiastic handshake and then a swat on the backside. And Harbaugh does, and he's going to run away, and that incensed Schwartz, and they almost get in a fight as a result of it after the game.
Yep.
When you were giving this, it reminded me of that.
Almost that same kind of scenario,
yeah,
wasn't it?
If it was a handshake like that, I kind of get why.
Now here is what's going to happen that Cal didn't read. This is the behind the scenes. Martha J. and Maria.
The wives.
are feuding about something else.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow, one of them was looking at the other guy a little bit too...
Affectionately.
Say that. And there's a little bit of... There's outside issues here. And I'm not saying that this is all alleged.
Yeah.
But there's outside issues here, Cal and Todd, I think, that have not come out. That are outside the friends. Who cares if they had a handshake and hurt them? Here's $500. But guess what? I think there's something else.
Yeah,
you know what? I think maybe George has a Valero?
Valerio, yeah.
He's got a nicer car than his buddy.
Well, maybe one of them got a case the other one wanted. I mean, maybe one of their kids did better in law school. I mean, who knows?
Something is behind the scenes.
Yes.
We don't know. And that's okay. Tell us about it. So I get four, right?
Yes, you get four. Let me go back to my score sheet. Actually, Fred, you get five. So now you have 10 points. Todd has 4 points.
Ooh, and Denise has
19.
So I...
She's that far ahead of us?
Yeah, she's that far ahead. Yeah.
Oh, my
so
God.
I wagered two, and I got two.
Correct.
Okay.
So you're now... And by the way, we have a caller on the telephone with us from the great state of Indiana. Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Go ahead. This is Fred and Todd at your service. Remember, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah,
this is Pat.
Hey, Pat.
I'm out here in the Indianapolis area. So good afternoon, but good morning to you folks.
Hey, is it cold back there?
It's cold.
And I know you have a specific question for our esteemed panel of lawyers. What is it?
Yes, it's a multiple question.
Sure.
Yesterday I was in small claims court. Here in the neighborhood, on an eviction notice. My contention is that I was improperly served.
Now, are you the evictor or the evictee? You must be the person that they want to remove from a residence. Is that correct?
Yes, and there'll be further questions on that.
Okay. So then you said that you think they were properly served. Why do you say that, sir?
Maybe he went off the air after that. Well, let's go over the, okay, service of process. First of all, we are not giving an opinion about this specific case. We are giving general topics of law. I don't want to opine on a specific case. But generally, service is going to be different in every state. But here's a general overview. You can serve a person personally if they're not there at their last known address, like if they live at a home. But you usually, generally speaking, you can't serve you could serve an adult that's at that home for that, but if it's a minor child, you can't do that.
So let's say you wanted to get this gentleman, but his wife were there. Again, we're speaking not in specifics, but generalities.
Right.
And his wife were there, or an uncle, someone were there. You could serve it to an adult and say, "This needs to go to XYZ person, please."
Or do they live here? Yes, they do. Here, this is service, and it has to be an adult. But the other issue is if you can't find them, that's the big issue. That's all simple stuff. Let me tell you the easy way around it. Here's the answer for all of you. and this is not legal opinion, but this is what I do know.
Yes.
Go hire a process server. Process servers are pretty good at doing this. Go out and hire someone to do it that's a professional, and they can serve. Now, what happens if you can't find the person? What you have to do, and I know in the state of California, and I know other states have similar things, you bring a motion. You have to, first of all, you have to try to find them. You got to go look at the voter registration. You got to show all these proof and evidence that you tried to find them, their last known address, et cetera, et cetera. If you can't find them, you do a motion before the court to show that you made a good faith effort, and there's certain standards that you have to follow, and that you couldn't find them, and then you do a motion to publish, and the court will allow you or not allow you to publish in the local paper where the accident occurred or where the incident occurred, and you have to publish for so many days. And that's where when you go in those newspapers, you know, those ancient things that they don't use hardly anymore, and they go in the very back and had all the notices, you're like, what the heck are all these notices? Those are notices to people of service of process, most of the time, not all the time, that say, you've been served, you've got so many days to answer. Once that has occurred, then they're deemed served. And so there's multiple ways to do that. Talk.
So in getting a little more specific to Pat's question.
No, we're not answering
his question. We're not answering his question, but it was my understanding from his call that he was questioning whether or not he had been served properly. And according to the facts of what he was able to tell us, that he found himself in small claims court yesterday, and his contention was he had not been served properly. What remedies may or may not be available to him if he had not been served properly? And the first question I have is, if you hadn't been served properly,
why are you
how
in
did
court?
You know to be in court in order to hear that the suit was there? And I see a judge doing this. Okay, I'll grant you that maybe you weren't served properly. Okay? And one of the things about being served is once you get served, you have a certain amount of time to prepare for your court case. Okay? So I see a court saying, all right, you weren't put on notice or served properly with the proper time frame prior to today's date in court. But you're here now. You know what's going on now. I'm going to continue this for 30 days to now allow you to go prepare yourself the way you would prepare. Consider yourself served.
Yeah.
And I don't believe there is any remedy for lack of service if you ultimately show up to say well, you didn't serve me properly, even though I know about it, so King's X, the case gets tossed.
Isn't it kind of like saying, well, you spelled my name wrong on the warrant, and yet here I am? I mean, if you're there and everything else matches up and the name is a misspell, you can't have the warrant thrown out on that basis.
That's true. That's true. So I think that you know, look, if you were never served with a case, now here's a different scenario. Fred sues Cal. And
again?
And Fred
that was last week.
Fred sues Cal. Cal is completely unaware of the case. Fred tries to demonstrate to the court that he has served Cal, and Cal has refused to answer. Fred can then seek a default judgment if the period of time has expired where Cal doesn't
have a remedy to come back.
Yes. However, if Cal can somehow prove that the service was defective and
correct,
that any proof of service Fred served on the court, gave the court, was defective, the most Cal could get is that default judgment overturned, but then the case starts back at the
right
beginning.
It's still
going
to be heard, and the merits
yes
will still be discussed.
You're not getting the case tossed.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. That's good. That's a good question. Thank
you.
You caller, we have that information. We're going to give you the best answers we can, but remember, seek local counsel and get a process server that's a professional. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about Fiji Water Girl.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories.
at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans so they can reach victories great and small.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet. Now I'm getting things right with my family.
I finally admitted, with my PTSD, I wasn't doing well.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
Now I wish I'd found DAV sooner. I am a veteran. My victory is just enjoying each day.
Help support more victories.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Yeah, during the break, we went over a few issues. First of all, Cal said mail service to certified or registered. Yes and no. It depends upon what state, whether or not you can serve a person.
In Indiana, you can. That was that, oh, I just oh, looked I up know. A general Indiana legal service.
Oh,
and they said you can serve by mail, you can serve by hand, you can, you know, whatever
the,
way.
The interesting thing about the interesting thing about service by mail, this seems counterintuitive, but they're really trusting the U.S. mail service, because a person, if you use the U.S. mail service, a person is deemed served when? The minute you drop it in the mail, they're deemed served. Now, the person, it's the presumption is they're served. Now, they could come back and say, I never got it, and they have to prove that the mail truck never did it, and nothing is ever here. But the presumption is that the minute I drop it in the mailbox, they are presumed served.
Cal, I assume it is certified mail, return receipt.
Certified or registered, meaning there's a signature that you can prove that it got there.
Right. That's the difference. Yeah, that's I get that, because they have to sign that they received it.
Of course, most people just refuse that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you know, when I used to work for the DA's office, and they would send out their subpoenas, and they would do the proof of service on that, they never sent it certified mail. It was just regular mail, relying on it was deemed served when you popped it in. And there were a lot of people that had, well, wait a second, how do you prove that they got it? Well, the presumption is that it was there, and then you would have to come back and say, I never got it. And maybe it's an easy presumption to overcome, and it would be alleviated if they had presumed service. But the law says as soon as it's popped in the mailbox.
Wow.
But we did get I got a text on the case or no case.
Okay.
Okay. So this was from a longtime listener, and she indicated that with arthritic hands, and she has arthritis, and said that she hates strong handshakes with arthritic hands because it is very painful. And, you know, I get that.
Is that like closed talkers?
That's another one.
Well, now the defendant in this case apparently allegedly used to have a club, and he would shake 250 hands a night. So he had a good, you know, about. So he had a good strong handshake. And these two were friends. They had shaken hands frequently before. But he did not allegedly recognize instantly that there was pain on that handshake.
So basically, it shouldn't have been like the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Carl Weathers scene in Predator when they first meet. And they go, what's wrong, Dylan?
Right.
Getting soft in your new, you know. So.
Or Chuck Norris shaking hands with Batman.
Exactly.
Like all I got to say is we talked earlier about the bail bondsman class action suit.
Yes.
I have to bring this up. I'm not going to tell you the city this is in. And I want the two of you, this is almost a case or no case, and this is about the law. This is great. A Samantha Morrison, age 32, was arrested on 72, that's 7 and a 2, counts of felony, Cal, listen.
I'm listening.
A vandalism along the Wilson Way corridor. Mm. She's booked in the county jail and held on $2,105,000 in bail.
Wow. For vandalism.
For vandalism. Now, wait. That's what it said. I'm just reading off. This is the police website.
Okay.
Between August 17th and January 19th, she tagged properties causing damage totaling in excess of $102,079. She decided to name this tag her signature tag.
Which... unfortunately, I cannot participate in the game because I'm very familiar
with
the story.
Okay, do not say it.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Todd, what is her tag?
call
in 855 Law Radio.
What's her name?
Her name is Samantha Morrison. And her tag, by the way, the writing is is all in cursive, by the way. It's not like the gangs who do it like really this cryptic thing. It's like she went out and did some cursive writing from 7th grade.
And by the way, Todd, if you get this, you will be prescient, but I'll give you a hint. The last word is mob. So you've got to find out what kind of mob did she claim she belonged to.
Yes, what kind of mob?
Let me ask you a question. Are there any FTC or FCC regulations I would be violating by saying that on the air?
Close. Okay. Close, but not.
I honestly, I can't even think of what the title is.
Okay, it is...
rhymes with bird.
Turd mob.
Turd mob.
All right, let's see. We're gonna do a lot. We're gonna hit the town, baby. Yeah, let's gather around. Everybody's got their Glocks. Yeah, I got my Glock loaded. What are we gonna call ourselves? A mob something. Mob. How about the gang mob? No.
How about the poo mob?
They had a contest before they hit the duck. Everybody post your suggestion, and then we'll vote on the one that most adequately represents our cause. Okay, and $2.1 million
bond. $2.1 million
bond.
The turd mob. And I'm gonna tweet this out on our Twitter because I gotta look this up. This is not on our we don't follow this police department, but I'm gonna put that up. But
the turd mob. And
so,
this happened, by the way, right very near to where some of us may be familiar in Stockton, California.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, that's Stockton.
Wow. Well,
let's talk about turd mob to Fuji water.
Okay.
I think that comes.
That's
right
a
in.
Good transition.
All
sure.
I gotta yeah. say is, look, who'd ever heard of Kelly Steinbeck?
Anybody
know who Kelly Steinbeck? Even today, I bet you ask many people, who's Kelly Steinbeck? They're going to go, I don't know. But if you say, who's the Fuji girl, Fuji water girl, they're going to go, oh, I know who that is.
Yep.
Now, I say to myself, and Todd's going to know a little bit about this area of law because he practices in it not necessarily as a criminal lawyer, but he acts more than, you know, he has an acting, you know, career, and he goes out and does this. And there's times when you have to do a commercial.
That's
or
right.
You sign a contract, and you sign away. You kind of do sign away your rights. Isn't that true?
Yeah, look, when you are in an entertainment contract, the most basic terms are how much am I getting paid? What are the limitations on usage of my image and for how long? And those three are in every single contract, all right?
And
so
if you want to renew, what are my royalties? You can also put that in there.
Exactly.
Sometimes you don't get royalties.
And whether it is, and this is the usage, whether it's a buyout, a lump sum buyout,
one
or,
time, right?
You know, or if it is royalties. For example, I was in WWE 2K19. It was the most recent iteration of the WWE video games, okay? I get people that ask me all the time, am I on royalties with that? Well, no, and it was a buyout, which is fine. That's very common.
Yeah, well, 50 cents or 75 cents was the buyout?
No, it was a buck, plus I got a bottle of Coke.
And free lunch. McDonald's for lunch.
And free lunch.
And a video game, copy of the game.
No, I didn't get a copy of the game.
I had to buy that.
No, I had to buy the game.
I'm going to stop right there. That who the heck is your lawyer?
I don't know.
You can't even get it. He doesn't even get a free copy of the game that he is involved in.
It's okay, because
I can see all the people out there. Yeah, he's a good criminal lawyer. He can't even get a video of a game.
Yeah, he didn't even get a copy of the game. But so.
You know what? I ran a red light. We'll take 20 years.
So this Fiji water girl, getting back to the non-roasting of Todd, the Fiji water girl, her legal representatives, because her image has blown up.
Yes.
And they estimate that her image has resulted in about $12 million in sales, and she wants a piece of that. And so she's trying to say that
she was duped.
That she was duped.
Pressured.
Or misappropriated. And I'm saying, look, the day before the Globes or whenever you signed that contract to go in there, you were telling everybody you're going to be on the red carpet and everybody loved it and you didn't have an issue with it. If you didn't read the contract and you signed your name to it and your agent, tough. All you're doing is shooting yourself in the foot for future work.
Oh, don't tell them why. Oh, she always said future work.
Yeah.
What's everybody else going to say?
Why would I want to hire this person? She's just litigious.
Yeah, just know that you did a good job for that product. It may give you future business, and if you keep suing, you're never going to work again.
There's two things you always look at: lawsuits. Do you have the rights, and may you win, or should you?
Can I, or should I?
And that's exactly, this may be a should I. I'm going to touch basis on what Fiji Water says. We'll be right back.
Hour 2 coming up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.